Today's daf is Menachis daf Chof Aleph, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Chof Aleph Omer Aleph Ela Taima de Ma'ate Kras. So the topic is the Avoida of Melicha. The Torah says, with regards to the korban mincha, which is why this is a sugya, Mesechtes Menachis, the chol korban minchascha b'melech timlach, v'loy sash b'smelech b'salei kecha mi'al minchasecha, al kol korbancha takriv melech. So it's a very wordy pasuk. We saw in yesterday's daf, the Gemara darshin many of the words in this pasuk. Some of the words the Gemara didn't darshin, the Gemara will darshin in today's daf, although it's a much lighter daf. But what emerged was that even though the Torah mentioned the halacha of melicha with regards to a karban mincha, it's not exclusive to a karban mincha. But based on a klal pratu klal, the Gemara darshan that there were other karbonis that required melicha as well. In fact, the Gemara said, levoina required melicha. Even the levoina ababa bazicha, the ktoires, minchas kayanim, minchas kayanim, mashiach, minchas nesachim, emurei chatos, emurei asham, emurei kachim kadashim, emurei kachim kalim, evorei oilo, va'oila sa'oif. They all need to have melicha. Stating that, there are things that didn't need melicha, such as eitzim, although the Gemara said that's really totally the machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, because Rebbe holds eitzim in and of itself had a din mincha. Mincha needs melicha. Dam, nesachim, regardless, today's daf picks up with regards to the halacha that the dam that went on the mizbeach didn't require melicha. So that although most things that went on the mizbeach had to be salted before they were put on the mizbeach, the dam of a carbon, which was the ikar, mechaper of every single carbon, that in and of itself did not require melicha. Says the Gemara, el taimi demate krol adam. So the Gemara brought a miyot to tell me that dam of a carbon does not require melicha. Halaf alchi, but without me, I would have thought dam liboy melach. That dam should require melicha. What's the kasha? Given the malche, the problem is once you salt dam, nafik le mitayr as dam. It's not dam anymore. Dam aziris. The iris said, Amar Rabchanin, the Rabchanin, dam shabishu inu yivrolov. That if somebody eats dam that was cooked, he's not over the chiyuv karis of eating dam. So we know that if somebody eats dam b'mezid, he's chayiv karis. If somebody eats dam b'shoigig, he's chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. The Torah says very, very chomer words with regards to somebody that eats dam. Lashon HaPasuk, the ish ish mi beis Yisrael ben ager agar b'soicham asher yoich al kol dam v'nosati ponai b'nefesh ho'icheles es adam v'hichrati oisa mikerevam. Incidentally, the Rambam says in the Mor Nevuchim, the only other place you find such sharf l'shoinois in the Torah is with regards to Moloch. Remember from Masechet Sanhedrin, there were people, pagans, that they used to worship in Avodah Zarah called Moloch. It's a mandamah that says Moloch. It's not Avodah Zarah, but the Pashtus is Moloch was Avodah Zarah, and they would take one of their children, and they would literally walk it through a fire. According to most shittas, burn, consume that child with the fire and serve it up to this deity known as Moloch. And there the Torah says that if somebody does that, it's so horrible, v'hichrati ponai b'nefesh ahi. And the Torah uses the same exact lashon, v'nosati ponai b'nefesh ahi cheles es adam, v'hichrati yoisa mikerev am. So either way, said Zeiria, tremendous chiddush, he says if somebody would eat dam, but he would cook the dam before he would eat it, he wouldn't be over. Yehuda amas Zeiri, dam shemokhe, and if Rabbi Yehuda added in the name of Zeiri, he said that not only if you cook the dam, you're not over the Isra dam, but if you salt the dam, you're not over the Isra dam either. Rabbi Yehuda Didei, Amar Yehuda Didei was Moisef. A third chiddush that we don't need for this morning, Evarim should salon. If a koyim, before he was makta to the Evarim of a Mizbeach, he would roast them. So he'd first put it on his Weber grill, and then afterwards, he'd put it on the Mizbeach. The Allah is Eim Behem Mishum L'Reach Nechayach, you're not Yoitzer Reach Nechayach. In other words, it's going to be a Ktara Psula. Bottom line is you see from here that if somebody eats dam that was cooked, or dam that was salted, you're not over the Isser dam. If you're not over the Isser dam, you know what that means? It means that you can't be Mekayim a mitzvah zrika with that dam either. And Rashi explains, because if you look further in Parshas Achrimais, after the Torah mentions the Isser dam, the Torah gives a reason for the Isser dam. The Torah says, you want to know why it's so chomer to eat dam? Ki nefesh ha-basar ba-dam hi. Because the soul of a person is in the dam. V'anina satav lechem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshe seichem. And the dam, albeit of a carbon, is supposed to go on the mizbeach. Ki adam hu ba nefesh yichaper. Al kein amarti levnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem lo yisoich al dam, v'ager agor besoichem lo yoich al dam. Again, very wordy, psukim. But the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat dam. You want to know why? Because the dam has in it the soul of a person. and or the soul of an animal. You cannot eat the soul of the animal. In fact, the tachlis of the dam is to go on the mizbeach lechaper. And being that the dam of kachim goes on the mizbeach, you're not allowed to eat dam of kachim. You can't eat dam of chulin either. Bottom line is that the isra chilas dam is related to mesechtes zvachim and menachas. It's related to the dam that goes on the mizbeach. If that's the case, then the guidelines, the shulchan aruch, that governs what the definition of dam is as it relates to the isra chilas dam, should be dependent on what the definition of dam is as it relates to going on the mizbeach. So that if Zeiri said that if you cook dam, you're not over the isra dam, or if you salt dam, you're not over the isra dam, what does that mean? It means that if you would put that dam on the mizbeach in the context of a carbon, you wouldn't be able to make your mitzvah zrika. It's a freak to Gemara. Kasha, how could that be a have a meaning that there should be malicha by dam? A geshmak a kasha. In order for there, once you salt the dam, it's not roi l'mizbeach. How do I know that? Because the Iri said that if you would eat the dam, you wouldn't be over the iser. Bottom line is, if it's not roi l'zrika, then obviously there's no havamina that you should do something to the dam before you do the zrika that would make it not royal. Zrika, says the Gemara, very posh. Now the tema mishtaba mashru la mitzvah ba'alma kamash malan. It's true that if you cook dam, it's not royal zrika. And based on that, if you salt dam, it wouldn't be royal zrika as well. But that's only if you salted a certain share. But if you put a little bit of salt, it wouldn't be a problem. The havamina was that you should be mekayim the mitzvah malicha with a little bit of salt, not enough salt to make it not royal zrika. Kamash malan, based on the klal pratu klal, all the technicalities of yesterday's daf, that the halacha is that dam does not have a mitzvah smalicha. Incidentally, this is not really our sugya, but what's the connection between cooking dam and salting dam? It sounds like from the Gemara that they're one and the same. So Rashi says it's based on Yerideya 101, Melia Chareo Kuresech. So we know that if somebody would take a davar mutter and a davar asar, or basav achalav, and he would cook them together, you wouldn't be able to eat anything. Because al yidei the bishul, or the tzli, or the tigun, or the afiyah, this blias and platis that transfer from one to the other, and as a result, everything becomes off limits. Tam ke'ikr, shish, meya, etc., etc., etc. The Gemara says, maliach is kiroseach. So if you would salt two foods, one is a davar mutter, one is a davar aser, the salt would be able to create the same chemical reaction that the bishul does. And just like bishul causes things to move from one place to another, blias and platis, so too malicha has an ability to do the same thing. And that's why in halacha, very often you find malicha being treated like bishul. This is an example. Dam shebishloi, the halacha is not roi lezrika, thus is no israchila. Malicha is the same thing. Thus, the Gemara's kasha, that what's the havamina, there should be a malicha on dam, wouldn't that make the dam not roi lezrika? Gufa, amaziri, amrabchani. So we just mentioned ziri's halacha in the name of Rabchani, dam shebishloi, and you're over all of that. If somebody cooks dam, you're not over the israchila. And why you're not over the israchila? Because it's not royal Lizrika, and the two atolis are bezed. The time of the craw of why you're not allowed to eat dam is because dam belongs on the mizbech. Yes, Rava, come on, Allah Shmaita. So Rava was saying, Govaziri is Allah, Isfe Abaya. Sabaya, Rava Kasha, Hikva, Sadam from a Braisa. The Braisa says that if the dam became hard, Rashi says the word Hikva is a pasuk in the Torah. Kafu Sahima is Belev Yam. So if the dam became hard, oy shehimcha sachelev, or you have chelev, which ordinarily is a solid, it turned into a liquid, v'gamay chayev. Meaning, it doesn't matter how you eat the dam or how you eat the chelev. Dam ordinarily is liquid, but if you ate the dam as a solid, you're over. Chelev ordinarily is a solid, but if you eat the chelev as a liquid, you're going to be over as well. Incidentally, dam is a liquid. The Rambam, when he brings the shear for the Isra Achilas Dam, the Rambam says the shear is Bekezayas. And really, at first glance, it's Sarach Bir, because liquids, their shear is usually Revias. Solids is Bekezayas, liquids are Revias. Chaim Kiyodua said that if you look at the Pasuk mentions the Isra Dam, and what does the Torah say? Al Kain Amarti Livnei Yisrael Kol Nefesh Mikem Lo Yisoich Al Dam. The pasuk doesn't say lo yishtadam. The pasuk says lo yisoichaldam. Being that the Torah used the isur dam b'loshen achila, so now the shear is going to be toloi in what the shear achila is, not the shear shtia. Being that the shear achila is b'kezayas, so when it comes to dam, you have to figure out how you work out the kezayas with the liquid. But the bottom line is that the dam, although the Torah used the loshen achila, and the shear is even b'kezayas, which is shiurei achila, but physically it's always a liquid. So it'd be a havamina now if it's a solid, you shouldn't be yaitza. No, says the price, it doesn't matter. Hikfes adam va'achla oishehimcha sachele v'gamay chayiv. What's the kasha? The kasha is, why is hikfes adam va'achla chayiv? How are you going to do zrika on dam that's solid? It's not possible. So if it's not possible to do zrika on it, and the iser achila is totally in whether or not you can do zrika, that's why Zeiri said that dam shebishloi, you're not over anymore, then l'chura, what's the difference between dam shebishloi and dam that was kafu sahimois, that was hikva as adam. The Gemara says like kasha kancha hikva ba'or, kancha hikva ba'kam. It depends if it became hikva yidei or, if it became hikva yidei kham. If it happened al yidei or, it's going to remain that way forever. Meaning if it was cooked and it became hard, it's never going to be undone. Being that it's never going to be undone, it's never going to be royal azrika. It's in that case that Zairi said you're going to be potter. Because right now you're eating dam that can never be royal azrika. The brisa that says hikves adam, you're going to be chayv, is talking about became hikva yidei chama, son. That's something that can be undone. At some point in the future, it can be royal azrika. Being that it can be royal azrika, over there, it's going. The Gemara explains. Even though it became hard al yidei chama, and right, and later at some point, it can be okay, but right now it's not okay. And again, if the isra achilas dam is governed by the Shulchan Aruch of dam as it relates to kachim, so you have a kachim 101 principle that you can apply. We know in kachim, once something is pushed away, once something is not roy lahakrava, even if the circumstances change at a further date, it doesn't matter. It is always going to remain any roy lahakrava. Because once something is possible, it takes on a life of its own. So let's say something was tamei, and now it's not tamei anymore. For example, let's say it was possible. So now it's not tamei. So you say, okay, it was tamei, now it's not tamei. No. Because once something was tamei, it gets a life of its own. It's known as the psul dachui, the psul literally pushed away. And once you're pushed away forever. So the Gemara's kasha is that if hikva is adam, even al yidei chama, being that at that status, it wouldn't be roi la zrika. So we should say it's pushed away. If it's pushed away, even if the circumstances change later, it still shouldn't be okay. So why are you ever going to be chayef adam? So why is hikva is adam, even if it was al yidei chama, something you're going to be chayef for? And in fact, the Gemara says, you see that previous Amayram already suggested this chiddush. So the Gemara says, Ishtik Rava was quiet. Amalei. So he told him, Dilma Vadai. Dilma Vadai is an oxymoron, right? Dilma is maybe, Vadai is for sure. So says to Bach, you have to take it either Dilma or Vadai. Bach takes out Vadai. But either way, Dilma, maybe the teretz is, Kam b'chatois achitzainius, Kan b'chatois hapnimius. Maybe the chilik is, maybe the way to answer this kasha, again, Ziri said, halocha dam shebishlo, you're not over. The Brisa says, hikva sadam v'achloi, you are going to be chayim. The Gemara thinks that's a stira. Says the Gemara, maybe the chilik is, one is if it was cooked with heat, the other if it was cooked by the sun. The Gemara says, that doesn't work. The Gemara says, maybe Rava wasn't sure. Rava was the one that was saying, go be Ziri Zalach. He said, maybe there's a chilik between a chatas that goes on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin and a chatas that goes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. He didn't really explain. But the Gemara says, Amar Abaye said, you know what? At Garten Milso, you just reminded me of something. The Amar Av Chizda, I'll tell you what I heard from Chizda. Dam Shekarash, dam that became hard. The chatois, the achloi chayef. If it's a chatos, chitzoin, it's going to be chayim. And the reason is because v'lochach v'nasan amar achmano v'hayir bar l'kicha v'nasin. Just because it's hard a little bit doesn't mean you can't do zrika. V'chatois ha'pnime is v'achlu potter. But if it was a chatos pnime, you're going to be potter. Because v'tava v'hiz amar achmano. Because the process of how the zrikas were done with a chatos that went on mizbeach chitzim was different than the way it was done with the chatos that went on mizbeach ha'pnime. Mizbeach ha'pnime, there was a mitzvah of tvila. If you remember the sugis in the first parak of Masechet Zvachim, could be, you could even be mefagel during the tvila. The tvila is like a big deal. Tvila's etzpah is a whole sugya. But either way, you need to do a tvila. It's not about tvila v'hazoh. So again, whether or not there's an isra achilas dam is dependent on whether or not you could do zrika. If you cook dam, it became hard now. Could you do zrika? Could you not do zrika? So now the Gemara is suggesting that maybe it depends on, is this dam of an animal that goes on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, or is it dam that goes on the Mizbech HaPnimi? If it's dam that goes on the Mizbech HaChitzayin, then the halacha is that you could do that kind of zrika. Mizbech HaPnimi, you being that you can't do the tefillos, you can't really do the zrika, so that type of dam, there wouldn't be a chi of karis. Rav Didei Amar, but Rav himself said that, even though I heard this, Rav Chizda saying this, and that's the way to reconcile Shiti Zairi, but the bottom line is, I disagree with the whole Zairi. Rav said, it doesn't matter what kind of animal it is, you're always going to be chayev, even if it's a chatas pnimi, and even though the chatas pnimi itself, there's no way to do zrika with this nam, so based on that, there shouldn't be an isra achila on this nam, and the reason is, because even though this particular dam is a chatas pnimi, and there's no way for this to go on the Mizbeach in the way that you're supposed to do it. But it's shayach for this dam to go on the Mizbeach. And by the way, Zrika Shalai Bim Koimoy, maybe you could do it out tefillah, I'm not sure. But either way, Amar Rapapa said that based on that, Hilkach Dam Chamor, if you have the dam of a donkey, Shekarash, that became hard, V'achli Chayiv, you're going to be Chayiv. Hoylu Kenegli Roy, V'chatoyis Chitzoynis. Because once you want to go down this road, and you want to tell me, you Chayiv for the dam of Chatoyis Apnimios. Because even though you can't be Mekayim the Zrika with this particular dam, but you could be Mekayim it if it was dam that had a different din to go on the Mizbeach Achitzayin, meaning this is dam that theoretically, just based on the physical status that it's in, is ra'i lehakrava, albeit under different circumstances, then dam chamar say the same thing. Even though this dam is from a chamar, it's a behemah tumeya, it's never ra'i lehakrava, but avada gevis, the halach is, you're going to be chayiv for this rachilas dam, and not only are you going to be chayiv, even if it's karash, so it's in a state where there was no way to put it on the mizbeach, and certainly this is from a chamar, the bottom line is for all dam in the world, as long as it's in a state, we are physically, it'd be possible to put on the Mizbeach, that would be enough you to be chayiv. So either way, the gist, really, of the first part of this morning's daf is that there's an Isra Achilas Nam in the Torah. The Torah mentions Isra Achilas Nam. The Torah makes a very big fuss about it. The Torah says if there's somebody is Dam, he's going to be chayiv Kares. If he does it bin Shoigig, it's one of the famous Karbonos Chatas that's mentioned throughout Shas. You have the Chatas Chelev and the Chatas Dam of Masechtos Horeis fame, and really it comes up a lot because Dam is a quintessential case of where if somebody eats it bin Mezid, he's going to be chayiv Kares. Why? What's such a big, I mean, Macholos Asura, if somebody eats Nevela, he's not chayiv Kares. If you eat chametz on Pesach, you chayiv karas. If you eat on Yom Kippur, you chayiv karas. If you eat blood, you're also going to be chayiv karas. What's the reason for it? The Torah gives a reason. Ki nefesh habasar badam hi, v'ani nasatav lechem ala mizbeach lechaper al nafshei seichem. Sounds like two punchlines, but the one that we need, asher nogei lin yonenu, the kachem digger punchline, is because dam is something that goes on the Mizbeach, and dam is miyuchad for the Mizbeach. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. It's like Achilas Mizbeach, and now you're going ahead and you're eating it. So it's very, very chomer. It takes on a life of its own. That's why there's going to be a Chiyuv Karas. The Chiddush in Halacha that our Gemara discussed was that being that the Isser of Achilas Dam is related to the din that the dam goes on the Mizbeach, so whether or not any particular glass of blood should carry this Chiyuv Karas will really depend on whether this glass of blood is Ro'i Lizrika or it's not Ro'i Lizrika. And by the way, even though only Dam Kachem goes on the Mizbeach, the Isra Achilas Dam relates to Dam Chulin as well. Even Dam of a Behemoth Tmei, like the Gemara said, Dam Chamar. For some reason, where the Gemara is discussing it is, what if the Dam is hard? Or what if the Dam was cooked? Being that it's not Ro'i Lizrika, how would that impact Isra Achila? The Gemara brought Ze'iri Zalach, Rav Zalach. Why are we talking about it right now? Because there was a Hamamin in the Gemara that there should be a Mitzvah Malicha on Dam, and Meliach is kureseach. So essentially, when you salt blood, it's like you're cooking blood. If cooked blood doesn't have an Isra Achila, it means it's not Roy Lizrika. If it's not Roy Lizrika, what was the Havim mean to do Melicha? And that the Gemara gave a very simple taris. The Gemara said, Meliach is kureseach. Very true. But there's a certain shear of how much salt you have to put on something in order for it to be kareseach. There was never a havamina to put that much salt. The havamina was to put a little bit of salt. That would have been the mitzvah melicha. But Enchanami, the Gemara knew that if you would salt it, yoisa mikashir, at that point you'd say melich kareseach. It wouldn't be roi lezrika anymore. V'haraya ze'iri. Bottom line is, that is the first part of this morning's daf. Before we go weiter, it's interesting. If you take a look at the Rishonim, Rashi, the Ramban quotes the Rambam in the Meira. And the Rishonim discuss in great detail why is it that the Isser Dam is so chomer. The Ramban says something very interesting. The Ramban says that the Isser Dam is really related to something we've spoken a lot about in the Daf, and that is a pasuk in Parshas Noach. So we know that Adam HaRishon was not allowed to eat any animals. Adam HaRishon was on a vegan diet, essentially. He was only allowed to eat from the fruits and the vegetables, right? We know that Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat from the Eitz HaDaas, but the truth is that the only thing that Adam HaRishon was allowed to eat was Mikol Eitz HaGan, Ochel Teichal. He was only allowed to eat from the fruit, but in terms of anything else, it was off limits to Adam HaRishon. It was something that he was not allowed to eat. When did that change? It changed after Noach left the table. The pasuk says, Hashem tells Noach that you're allowed to start eating from the animals, and he tells him, that just like Adam HaRishon, your predecessors were allowed to eat Yerek Esev, for you, you're allowed to eat whatever it is you want to eat. So it was a tremendous chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mater Noach after the table. The Rishonim say, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bachya, they speak of that. Why is it all of a sudden Noach is allowed to eat animals? Adam HaRishon wasn't allowed to eat animals. Noach is. So say the Rishonim, it's because really, the animals should have died by the teva. The animals deserve to die. Ki hishchis kol baser starke lefnei Hashem. Why were they saved? It was all b'schus like shal noyach. Ki ois charis yitzad l'gufana b'dar hazeh. Being that the animals only survived the melchama as a result of noyach, they now owed their lives to noyach. So the animal now became a shubit to man. And as a result, man certainly has some domination over the animals. Now he's allowed to eat it. That's what Ramban says. That's what Rabbeinu Bachya says. Says the Ramban over here in Parshas Achrimais, when he discusses the Isser Dam, he says that after Hashem was matter, Adam Rishon, or Noach, to eat from the animals, he was only matter the boss of the animal. But the dam of the animal remained Aser. What were you supposed to do with the dam now? You're supposed to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vanin Nesat V'lechem Alam Zbech L'chaper. But the Ramban somehow is relating the Isser Dam to the Isser that Adam Arishan had before the Mabel. So before the Mabel, you weren't allowed to eat any part of an animal. There was a Chiddush after the Mabel. Now you're allowed to eat. But the Chiddush was only said, this is Alumbus, the Chiddush was only said with regards to the Basar, but with regards to the other parts of the animal, such as the Dam and the Chel, of the parts of an animal that you're not allowed to eat, they remained Aser like they were Koidim HaMabel. So this is related somehow to the Isser Koidim HaMabel. So mentioning this Isser Koidim HaMabel, it's Kedai to just mention one nice Maramakim, Me'inyan Le'inyan. This is actually Ba'isa Inyan, and that is a Gemara, sometimes it's Shaloi Ba'isa Inyan, in Mesechtes Pesachim Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. So the Gemara over there, it's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara talks about an Amma Aretz. And again, an Amma Aretz then versus an Amma Aretz now doesn't mean the same thing. But the Amma Aretz, clearly from Mem Tes Amid Beis in Mesechtes Pesachim, was frowned upon back in the day. Again, it's not what we mean when we use in Mamalushan the word Amuritz. But either way, so one of the things the Gemara says is Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Amuritz also lechel basa. Amuritz not let eat meat. Shenemar zois toiras abehema vehoif. Kol oisik betoira, muta lechel basa behema vehoif. Vachol sheene oisik betoira, also lechel basa behema vehoif. Fascinating. So an Amoritz is not allowed to eat Basa Beheva. Pasha Pshad, if you take a look in the Marsha and the Chedusha HaGadis, Marsha says, is because in order to prepare kosher meat, you have to go through Nikur and Shechita and Malicha, you have to know what you're doing. And Amoritz doesn't know these halachas. If you allow an Amoritz to shecht an animal and eat, he's going to be over Nevelis and Trefis, it's going to be Yontif and Devachim. There's no way he's going to be able to execute this in a proper way. And as a result, we keep it simple. You're not allowed to eat meat. You can't eat meat, so you don't have to worry about these issues. That's Pashat Pshat. Stating that, I saw a beautiful Maramakin, the Re-Evan Shuab, who was a Talmud of the Ramban. He brings this Gemara in one of his drushes, and he says, so what's the Pshat? He says, the Pshat is because the only reason that we're allowed to eat meat is because we are somehow better than the animals. So the fact that we're better than the animals, that gives us a right to go out and eat meat. But a person, he has no right to eat from a behema. You know why? Because why am I better? He says, it's all because of this milah that we have over the behemas and the chayas that allows us to go ahead and do it. But to the extent that we don't act with that milah, right, the milah that we have is an option that we can exercise. It's something that we can tap into. But if you don't tap into it, then you're not like that. The bottom line is so if we act more than the animals, so we have shlita over the animals, similar to what Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya is saying, and in that case, we have a right to eat from the animal. But to the extent that we don't have. Either way, the Isser Achilas Dam is very, very chamor, like the Torah says. The Torah uses Lashonis, like the Rambam says in the Meirah, that you only find by Moilach. That's the only other place by Avodah Zarah. That's where you find this idea. We'll see more about the Rambam Shita later in the Daf. But for now, it's a very chamor thing. It's related to Kachim. It's a Zvachim U'menachis Diga Halacha. Even though the Isser Achilas Dam is more Yeridea Diga Halacha. But it very much relates to Sugis and Zvachim U'menachis because the Torah gives a time at the Kra. You don't have to be Reb Shimon here to be Dairish time at the Kra. It's before it's in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that the reason you're not allowed to eat dam is because Vanina sat v'lechem al mizbeach l'chaper, an interesting Ramban that seems to say that the Isser dam is, it's a shirayim of the Isser that related to the entire animal before the Mabel. Either way, Zakta Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Gidol HaMaziri, dam, blood, bein lach, whether it's moist, it's liquidy, bein yovish, whether it's dry, choytzeitz, it's a chatzitza. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha, ha-dam, v'ha-dioi, v'ha-dvash, v'ha-cholob, yoveshen choytzeitz, and lach, amena choytzeitzim. So how can you tell me, bein lach, bein yovish, choytzeitz? Here I have a mefurish, a brisa that says that if it's lach, it's not choytzeitz. The Gemara says, like kasha, ha-desar, ha-de-lo-y-sar. There's liquid and there's liquid. There's different levels of liquid. If it's 100% liquid, of course it's not choytzeitz. If it's a little bit dry, meaning it's starting to dry, it's sarach, even though it's not completely solid, but once it starts drying a little bit, that's enough to say that it's already going to be chaytzeit. So we have here a halacha that a davar lach is not chaytzeit, stating that it depends on how lach it is. It's interesting because davar lach in chaytzeit comes up a lot. And this kashas that we've had and we've spoken at in the daf and we've had conversations offline with some of the members, some of the chevra of the chabura, where at first glance,
there seem to be ha'aris on this idea of davar lach and yichitz. Could be this Gemara is a little bit of a mafteach, because in the Gemara you see that there's levels of davar lach. There's a davar lach that's sarich, there's a davar lach that's loy sarich, and really depending on the level of its lechus, that would determine whether in fact it's a chatzitza or it's not a chatzitza. You can't go by this Gemara without speaking out just a very obvious marumokim as it relates to yonah d'yoma. So blood that's yavish is definitely chitzitz. Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah discusses if somebody makes a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah. So when exactly are you supposed to do the milah relative to the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar? And then the Taz brings Shamati Shagoyin Harab Faivish Mikrakel Zechayna Levracha Hayomol b'Rosh Hashanah. He was a mayel and he would do a milah b'Rosh Hashanah. V'loy kinech piv achar milah. So he was the mayel. He was also the Baal Tekeah. He would first do the milah. He would do mitzitza b'peh. So he would have blood now in his mouth, and right afterwards he would blow the shofar. Ela bepeh hameluchlich bedam mila toka b'shofar la'arev mitzvah smila b'shofar. Because he wanted to be ma'arev, the mitzvah of mila, together with the mitzvah of shofar. If you take a look at the Noid of Yehuda and his Dagum Revava and the Shari Tshuva and all the Achroinim, they say it's very nice. It's a beautiful hergish that he wanted to be ma'arev, the dam mila, together with the Tkiya Shofar. The problem is that dam is going to dry at some points. And dam that's yavesh is for sure chaytzitz. And even if it's only a little bit dry, it's already chaytzitz. So if dam that's yavesh is chaytzitz, so l'chura, wasn't that a chatzitza between his lips and the Shofar? It's obvious. Either way, Zochta Gemara Vaita. So yesterday's daf, we darshined a good part of the pasuk that discusses the mitzvah malicha. V'chol korban minchascho b'melech timlach. V'leisash v'smelech b'zal l'kecha m'yal minchazecho. Al kol kor mincha dachan ro. So what did we darshan yesterday? It says the word mincha twice. It says the word korban twice. We saw it was four drushes. That were really three. That were really two. It turned into a klal prat to klal. And one extra word korban to tell me that even the mincha that needs malicha, it's only the part that went on the mizbeach. It's only the kaimitz and the levain. But the rest of the mincha didn't have malicha. But yesterday the Gemara darshan the word korban and the word mincha mincha. Now the Gemara is going to darshan the word melach. So if you look in the pasuk, it says the word melach three times, and then it says timlach. So the shayrish, salt, is mentioned four times in this pasuk. V'chol korban minchascha b'melach timlach, that's two. V'leisash biz melach, brisal ekech melach, that's three. Al kol korban chatakriv melach, that's four. So what do you need four mentions of salt? L'chura could have said it once, maybe twice, la'akiv, but we know the idea. So what's all these pesukim? So the Gemara Timlach l'may also. Why does Bemelach Timlach? Kidatani Bemelach. Had it just said Bemelach, I would have thought Yachal Tivoynehu. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. Tamalimet Timlach. You can't be Tivoynehu. E Timlach Yachal Bemei Melach. I would have thought that Mei Melach is enough. Zaltzvaser. Talmud Loimar. No, Bemelach. It has to be real salt. So we'll see what that means in the Gemara. V'lo yisash bis melech, when it says v'lo yisash bis melech, habo melech she'ne sheveses. You have to take salt from the ocean, but from a part of the ocean that never rests. In other words, it's part that you can always get. The izoy, what's the salt of the ocean that's always accessible? Melech sedoimus. Rashi says, melech sedoimus, you don't have to mine. The salt ends up on the sides, on the banks of the ocean. As a result, you can always get it. It's always available. So it's a lo yisash bis. It's melech, it's salt that doesn't rest. It's always available. How do you know if you couldn't find melech sedoimus? Maybe melech istrei konis. That's salt that you do have to mine. That's salt that is shayvis. Talmud loyma takriv. It says the word takriv. And we learn from there, takriv kosher. All salt b'dieved is okay. Another thing we learn from the word takriv is takriv mikol makir. Rashi says even from chutz la'aretz, which is interesting. There would have been a havamina that the salt has to come from Eretz Yisrael. If you're bringing a carbon, the animal has to be an Eretz Yisrael digger animal. And if you take an animal from Chutz La'aretz, you import it into Yerushalayim, you can't bring it as a carbon. So, for example, the Minchas Oimer. The Oimer had to be, right? It had to be something that grew in Eretz Yisrael. There's certain things, maybe, that had to grow in Eretz Yisrael. But what did the havamina that salt should have to come from Eretz Yisrael? Takriv mikol makin, Zok Rashi, even from Chutz La'aretz. Ke'ilu, there would have been a havamina, not that way. L'chura, a very big chiddush. Either way, takriv, afilu b'Shabbos, you can salt, even on Shabbos. Takriv, v'afilu b'tumah. So if it's a carbon sibur, that's b'tumah, the salt is b'tumah as well. Either way, says, my tivoyneo. So the first part of the Brisa said, it says, b'melech timlach. But melech teaches me, or that it has to be real salt. It can't be zaltzvaser. It can't be mei melech. Timlach teaches me that yachal tivayneo. I would have thought tivayneo was good. Kamash melon, it's not. What does tivayneo mean? Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, hachi kama yachal yisvayneo ketevim tet. I would have thought that you should put so much salt on the animal, meaning on this dover kare, whether it's the mincha, whatever it is, it should be like the amount of straw that you put together with tit when you make cement. It's the wrong word. It should have said tevin. Elo amar abaya yochel yasenu kubinim. Maybe what the brisa means is there would have been a havamina that you should put so much salt, you should put like a layer of salt. It's like you're building a building. You put another layer of bricks, put a layer of salt. Maybe that's what the brisa is saying when it says yochel tivaynehu. And I learned from the word timlach not that way. Amalei Rava Yochi Yivnenu Mibayalei. Should have said that. Amalei Rava, Rava says, Yochel Tivaynel, Mai Tivaynel. Rav Ashi Yochel Yidamei Tam Kabina. I would have thought you should put very little. How little? Like the amount of Bina people have. So it's interesting. So Bina, for some reason, the Gemara is saying is you don't have that much Bina, but the little bit of Bina is nice and tam. Sometimes it's bottle, but it's nice and tam. See, either way. So I would have thought so little like Bina. That's what Timlach teaches me. So Melach teaches me it has to be real salt. Bina teaches me. Timlach teaches me that it can't be like Bina. You have to have more salt. Vizaychel. Either way, Ketzadu Oysa. Man, Mazel Vizaychel. Ketzadu Oysa. So the Gemara says, so how do you do it? Tachlis. Maybe, however, you take the Ever, Venoysel of Melach. And you salt it. Then you flip it around. Venoysel of Melach. And you salt it again. Umaleyu, you put it on the mizbech. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, v'chein l'kdeira. The same is true when you cook. Now, it doesn't mean when you cook. Like, that's the recipe that you should follow if you want to make your steak, you know, perfect medium rare. What the Gemara means is that when you salt food for kashrus reasons, so you have to do it, you follow the same exact guidelines. Tanu Rabbanon, melech shal gabi ever. Another halacha. Salt that's on the ever is subject to me'ilah. So when you salt an animal, the salt becomes part of the carbon. And just like there's me'ilah on a carbon, there's going to be me'ilah on the salt as well. Shal gabi akevesh. But if it's merely on the ramp, even if it's on the top of the mizbeach, there's no me'ilah. I'm going to master my car. How do you know that? How do you know there's me'ilah if it's on the mizbeach? If it's on the carbon, it's learned that from a pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Gimel, which talks, of course, about Bayis Shlishi, right? Bayis Rishon is mentioned in Malachim Aleph, Bayis Sheni is mentioned in Sefer Chagai, and Bayis Shlishi is mentioned in Sefer Yechezkel. So the pasuk says, "Vekraftem l'fnei Hashem v'shlichu ha'kayhanim aleihem melech." So the kayhanim are going to put melech on the animal, and then it says, "Vehelu oisam oilu l'Hashem." So it sounds like the whole animal, mit the zaltz, that's all part of the oila. An oila, then the chur is going to be subject to the laws of Malicha. More halachas regarding Malicha. Tan has been learned in the Mishnah, a Mishnah Masech Tishkolim, ala melach, val ha'etzim, sheyiyu ha'koyhanim ne'yosim. So Rashi says, the rest of the story is, the Mishnah over there is discussing seven halachas, seven tana'im, shivadvarim shehisnu bezdin, in the Beis HaMikdash. Two of them were with regards to the melach and the etzim, specifically that the kohanim that drezich in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where they spent their 9 to 5, so they were allowed to benefit from the salt that was in the Beis HaMikdash, and they were allowed to benefit from the wood that was in the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Shmuel said that even though there was a Tanai Bezdin, that the kohanim are allowed to benefit from the salt and the wood, which is a chiddush, because it belongs to Hekdash. So if it belongs to Hekdash and you benefit from something, just because you're a kohen doesn't mean you're allowed to be mild the Hekdash. So you're not allowed to personally benefit from it. Mishnah says you could. It was a Tanai Bezdin that the melech and the etzim that were in the Beis HaMikdash, the kehanim were allowed to benefit from. But Shmuel put a caveat to it. He said, you have to read the fine print. That's only for their karbonos. So the Gemara says, what does karbono mean? What does achila mean? That's going to be the subject of the rest of the daf. So the Gemara probably means that if they're bringing a carbon, pashit, the Gemara means a personal carbon. Rashi says, an oil or a mincha, they're bringing their carbon, and there's a din, you have to salt it. So they don't have to buy their own salt and expense it. They can use the salt that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. It's something that they're allowed to do. When Shmuel said, Aval achila loy, that they weren't allowed to use it for achila, it means they can eat their kachin, and they want to put a little bit of salt on their, right? They were cooking food, so they want to eat their basar, the chelik that's nechal, the koyhanim, they want to salt it a little bit. That already they need their own salt. They're not allowed to use the salt that belongs to Hekdash. But the Gemara asks Akasha. Hashtel lulum loyach oiris kachin yavilam. Lachilas kachim loyavina. It can't be. Because we're going to see in a second, the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that the kehanim that got the skin of the animals, right? The skin of the animals always went to the kehanim. Even the oila was skinned before it was kulei kol on the mizbeach. So the animals got the skin, the kehanim got the skins of animal. And when they got those skins, they processed, right? That's what they used to do. These skins were very valuable. So they would process them. They processed them with salt. And as we'll see in a second, the kehanim were allowed to use the salt in the Beis HaMikdash to process these hides, even though they were using it for themselves personally. So Hashtun Lech, Eres Kachi Yavina, Lachilas Kachi Yavina, so Shmuel's telling me that now that they use it to eat, they can use it for that. The time we learned to the rice and into Sata, there were three places in the Beis HaMikdash where you could find salt. Belishkas HaMelech, Va'al gabe hakevesh uberosh hashal mizbech. Why those three places? Belishkas hamelach shal molch and oiris kachim. Because that's where the kayanim used to salt the oiris kachim that they got. Al gabe hakevesh shesham molchin esa evarim. That's where they would be. That's where they would salt evarim. And uberosh hashal mizbech shesham molchin hakoymitz valavoyne vaktoiris and minchas kayanim uminchas kayimashinach uminchas azachem ve'los oiv. Bottom line is, if they were allowed to use salt to process their hides, certainly they should be allowed to use salt for achilas kachim. So again, the Mishnah in Masechet Shkolim says it was a Tanai Bezdin Sheyiu Akayhanim Neoysan. The Kayhanim should be able to benefit from salt and Eitzim. We're learning the sugyas of salt now. So they're allowed to benefit from the salt. Shmuel said, only Le Karbanon. Avoloy Lachila. The Gemara at first glance thinks Karbanon means simple. To be Mekayim the Mitzvah Melicha with their carbon. What does Achila mean? They want the food to taste good. So they're putting salt on their food. Incidentally, a Kayan Lechura had to put salt on his food, right? It's not so Pasha, you weren't allowed to put salt on your food because it's a Din L'mashchel. That was the Ramban we spoke at yesterday. The Ramban said, Pasha B'shan and the Mitzvah Malicha is because anytime you were makdis something on the Mizbech, it was Achilas Mizbech. And Hakriveo no lefecha secha. Nobody eats without salt. So if you don't eat without salt, you shouldn't give that the Ebeshet to eat without salt also. That's Pasha B'shan and the Mitzvah Malicha. The Ramban said, even though Rashi says, the Mayim Atachtoinim, they wanted to be closer to Hashem, so this was their consolation prize. But the Ramban says, it's very nice. But any mikri yotzim de pshuta, you want Pasha B'shan? Pasha B'shan is, it's Achilas Mizbech. Throughout Shast, Chazal referred to Haktorah as Achilas Mizbech. I mean that he says, that's why there's no Malicha by Dam, and that's why there's no Malicha by Yotzim, because nobody salts blood, and nobody salts Eitzim. You salt food. I mean that you salt food that people eat. That's why it's dafka over there that you have the mitzvah malicha. So at first glance, the Kehanim would have to do. But the Gemara says it can't be that the Kehanim were not allowed to use salt for their achilas kachim. Because if they can use salt to process their hides, l'chura, it reasons that they should be able to use salt for achilas kachim as well. Ela, mai l'karbonim, what does karbonim mean? L'achilas karbon. Fakir. They were allowed to use it for their haktar of their karbon. They were allowed to use it for their achilas kachim. Mai l'achilo, what does achila mean? Achila d'chulin. If they wanted to take the salt home and use it for achilas chulin. Freit the Gemara. L'chulin pshita. They certainly can't use it. And this is based on two assumptions. Number one, can't take the salt home. Elamai, you're going to bring the chulin, right? You're going to bring lunch. Could a kohen bring lunch, right? He says, yeah, he comes with a little lunch box. He wants to have, he has a sandwich. That's what he's going to eat. No, of course not. Why not? My bo hasam. It's chulin bazara. Kohen's not going to bring chulin bazara. Zok to Gemara, I'll tell you pshat. Ah, v'gav tamar ma yoichlu. She yoichlu imo chulin v'truma. K'tei chenel chalas ala soifa. We know that the kohanim were allowed to eat chulin and truma together with their kachim. And the reason they were allowed to do that is because there was a din that kachim had to be nechal ala soifa. So everybody knows that you eat afi kohen ala soifa, right? You eat afi kohen when you're full. Now that's not true. You have to eat afi kohen before you're full, because if you eat it when you're full, it's achila gasa. It's a problem. Ayin b'ramah b'mishnah brura and hilchos pesach v'advarim atikin ve'in kam kohen laharich. But the afi kohen was nechal ala soifa. You're supposed to eat it right before you were full, and that was supposed to put you over the edge. The afi kohen is supposed to make you full. Why? Why is the afi kohen supposed to be eaten ala soifa? It's because the Afikoymen was a zecher for the Korban Pesach. Once upon a time, there was no Afikoymen. They didn't steal the Afikoymen in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, because the whole Afikoymen is a zecher. It's a zecher for the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was a korban, and like all korbanos, it had to be nechal ala soiva. There's nothing special about the Afikoymen is nechal ala soiva. Every korban is nechal ala soiva. The Afikoymen is a zecher. The Afikoymen is a zecher for the Korban Pesach, and the Korban Pesach was a korban which had to be nechal ala soiva. Now there happens to be a Tosfos Masechtas Pesachim, where Tosfos calls the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says that there's a special reason why the Korban Pesach was eaten ala soiva. Because by the Korban Pesach there was a lav of the etzem leisish berubah. You weren't allowed to break the bones. And if you're going to sit down to eat the Korban Pesach, you're going to be starving after a whole Erev Pesach, preparing all your Torah for the Seder and running errands back and forth and back, you're going to sit down now and you're going to, you may break a bone. So we want you to be calm when it comes to the Korban Pesach. You're not even hungry, so you're not going to break the bones. It's a much less achshash. But every single Korban had to be Nechal Ala Soifa. And we learn from a Pasuk that the Kohanim were allowed to eat Chulin to get them to the point where they were Ala Soifa. So when they now eat their Kachim, they're eating it the way you're supposed to eat it. Kederach shamalacha meichel, which is ala soifa. Right, that's the whole point. So it says the Gemara, being that there is an idea of eating chulin in a kachim dig away, and that's the chulin that you eat, so that it should be ala soifa. So I would have thought that maybe they can use the salt of kachim for that chulin. If you're going to tell me that pshat in what Shmuel was saying, when Shmuel said there was a, when the Mishnah said there's a Tanai Bezin, the Kehanim allowed to benefit from the salt. So Shmuel said they can benefit the Karbanim, but they can't benefit La Achila. We're trying to figure out what does Karbanim mean, what does Achila mean? And what was the Pashup Shad? Karbanim means if they're bringing a carbon. What does Achila mean? If they want to eat the kachin. If that's what it means, fake the Gemara, time of the Asni Bezin, you need a Tanai Bezin for that? Holo Yasni Bezin, lo Yashli Yisrael Yavino, okay, I don't like. We know even Yisrael was allowed to take the salt that was in the Beis HaMikdash, the salt is karbanos. So why would you think the Kohen is going to be different? The time when the Brass, I would think if somebody said a Re'elai Mincha and he has to bring salt, he should have to bring the salt from his house. Just like he brings the Levina from his house. Vidinu, the Gemara says. And really, if you think about it, never heavy mincha, the heavy melch. But never heavy mincha, the heavy Levina. You had to, the person had to bring the mincha, he had to bring melch. He had to bring the mincha, he had to bring the Levina. So doesn't it make sense to say that the melch should be like the Levina? Levina is betech beis, melch is betech beis. No, I could see it a little bit there. I could spin the story a little differently. Never heavy mincha, the heavy melch. But never heavy mincha, the heavy eitzim. Ma eitzim mishal tzibur, af melach mishal tzibur. So the Levina he had to bring, the Eitzim was provided to him. What about the Melech? That's the Shaila. The Mincha he had to bring, the Levina he had to bring. The Mincha he had to bring, the Eitzim he didn't have to bring. What about the Melech? Do we compare it to the Levina? Do we compare it to the Eitzim? Nir l'midayma. Is it more similar to Levina? Or is it more similar? On the one hand, salt seems to be more similar to Eitzim because salt is b'chal zvachim. Just like Eitzim is b'chol zvachim, the alto ichiach levoyno shein erus b'chol zvachim. It's only by menaches. Oy klachad derek zu don and dover abayim abekliyach medaver abekliyachad. Vayochichu Eitzim shein abayim abekliyachad. You can argue that salt is more similar to levoyno because the levoyno was in the same keli as the mincha, as was the salt, as opposed to the Eitzim, which was never in the same keli as the mincha. So maybe it's less similar. Talmud loy bris melach oylamu ulahalun oymer meis bnei Yisrael bris oylam malahalun. That's referring to the wood mishal tzibur avkam. But the bottom line is that you see that even a Yisrael, a non-Kayin, a Zar, who brought a Karban Mincha, was allowed to take the salt to the Beis HaMikdash, the salt. You didn't have to provide your old salt. This is a Chiddush. You have to bring your own wood. And someone's bringing your carbons. So you have to start carrying wood. You don't have to bring the wood. They provided that for him. That was one of the services that were provided. So if a Zar had a Karban that he was bringing, and one of the mitzvahs of the Karban is salted, they provided in the Beis HaMikdash the salt for the Zar. If it's true for the Zar, it's certainly true for the Kayan. So Gemara asks Akasha, what's this Tanai Bezin that the Kayanim are allowed to use the salt? What is Erga for Nazar? Azar is allowed to use the salt in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we said it's Daimed Eitzin. We don't compare it to the Levina. We compare it to the Eitzin. We're Klach L'Derech Zu, not L'Derech Zu. So if that's the case, so if the Zar is allowed to use the salt in the Beis HaMikdash, then the Kayan is also allowed to use the salt. So what does it mean, Tanai Bezin, that the Kayan can use it for his carbon? Why should it be worse than Azar? Elamai carbon means Achila. Achilas kachim. He can use it for his achilas kachim. What can he not use it for? He cannot use it for achilas chulin. Chulin, why would you think he can use it for chulin? Because there's a chulin, the gefood, that's working to facilitate kachim. It's a little bit more derhoibin than an ordinary achilas chulin. Even the achilas chulin, whose point is to get the kohen to the point where he's going to be able to eat the kachim ala saiva, you would have thought that maybe that type of chulin is okay. Kamash malon, it's not okay. Exhale. So before we end this week's Festa Dafin over here in Mesechtes Menaches, I just wanted to go back to one ha'ara, and that is a gemara on daf yudches on the base. Really, the topic of the last four dafin, yudches, yutes, Chof and Chof Aleph, was the Mishnah and Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. The Mishnah discussed some of the Shiarei Mitzvah regarding to a Karban Mincha. And the Mishnah said that all these Shiarei Mitzvah are not Ma'akev. Lo Yotzak, Lo Bala, Lo Potas, Lo Molach, Lo Hainif, Lo Higish, Lo Mashchan, all these things, even though they're Shiarei Mitzvah, they're ancillary to the Hakrov of a Karban Mincha, stating that they're not Ma'akev, or at the very least, it's not Ma'akev for it to be done Al Yedei Kohen. And the Gemara said what seems to be one of the themes in the beginning of Masechtas Menaches. Masnisin the Leiker Reb Shimon. This Mishnah is the Leiker Reb Shimon. Which chelik of the Mishnah? The first words. Lo Yatzak. Because as the Gemara proves, Lo Yatzak doesn't mean you don't have to do Yitzika. There's a Shina Kosov La'akib, you have to do Yitzika. But Lo Yatzak means Lo Yatzak Kayin Elazar. That Yitzika doesn't have to be done by a Kayin. Yitzika could be done by a Zar. Which implies that Yitzika is not an Avaida. If Yetzik is not an avoida. If that's the opinion of the Tanar Mishnah, it's like Reb Shimon. Who's this Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon said, "Kol koyin she'enu moida ba'avoida. Any koyin that's not moida ba'avoida, ein lechelik b'kohuna. He has no chelik b'kohuna. So koyin that denies avoida. We'll see what that means in a minute. Ein lechelik b'kohuna. Shenemar hamakriv es dam hashlamim ve'esachelik bnei akaron lo siya shay kayamim. Only if you're moida in the avoida v'makriv dam hashlamim do you have the chafta al matnas kuna. But otherwise, you don't have any chelik b'kohuna." Said Rab Shimon, I quote, "The ainli ela zubelvat minay the rabbis test vav avoidos," and he mentioned the whole list. And the first avoida mentioned is hayitzika. Yitzika is an avoida. If it's an avoida, it has to be done by. Incidentally, I was thinking, according to the Rogach of a Goyin that we always speak out, that even though shchita lav avoidi, but when a Kayin does it, it is an avoida. So could you argue that Yitzika is lav avoidi in the sense that a zor could do it, but at the same time, if a kohen does do it, it is an avoida. But male, if a kohen is enay moida be yitzika, he's being enay moida ba avoida, because there is a tzad that yitzika could be avoida. In a vacuum, yeah, yitzika lav avoidi, just like shchita lav avoidi. But the Rogach of a kohen said that avada if a kohen does the shchita, it is an avoida. And therefore, you have to use klisharis. That's pshat in the Gemara Soita Daf Yudal Amud Beis, that the dam of the behema is niskadish. Bitsavra behemo, it's the skadish al yidei the sakin. What do you mean? I thought shchita lav avoidi. I thought you didn't use a klisharis. That's if a zor does it, but if a kohen does it, that's how we answer the chasam soifis kasha, the chafetzelos hasharim, the chasam soifis kasha. How is a kohen allowed to wear big day kahuna when he does the shchita? I thought shchita lav avoidi. If a kohen does it, it is shchita. We shtel the suit in mechas chinuchin in kuf peidalach and gelptach sushtel half of a fell. Wouldn't be a beer reikonis if a kohen would do the shchita in the heichel, because even though shchita lav avoidi like the mechas chinuch time is in kuf peidalach, so at first glance it would be a beer reikonis. He says that's why Rabbi Yochanan said shlomim sheshachtu beheichel tshera only be the eved. Why not look at chila? Because shchita lav avoidi it'd be a beer reikonis. Why yovah becholeis al kodesh? You have to do avoida. But like the ragat shav a kohen shchidish, it is avoida. Avivait the kohen is doing it, so maybe say the same thing. It's a lav avoida, but if a kohen does it, it is an avoida. So to the extent that if a kohen does it, it is an avoida, then l'chura you can argue that a kohen that's not moida be yitzika, he's also not being moida b'avoida, because if he does it, it would be an avoida. I think it's a har. But either way. So the Rav Shimon said a chiddush that kol kohen she'ena moida b'avoida ein loichik. So what does it mean the kohen is not moida b'avoida? So Rashi by us doesn't say anything. But if you take a look in Rashi Mesechtes Chulin daf kuf lamid beis amid beis, Rashi says a davar nifla. So what does this mean? This kohen is not moida b'avoida. She'amar b'livoi, this kohen says in his heart divrei hevel hein, that karbonis is hevel. It's silly. V'loi tziva hamakim lahakriv loi karbonis. Hashem never said, be makriv karbonos, elo Moshe boda b'libay. Unbelievable. This coin that's in Moida b'avoida, essentially he's a koifer b'tayros Moshe. Don't believe in Moshe. Doesn't even say for Vayikra. He says Moshe made it up. Yeah, Hashem gave the Torah. Hashem was megal himself to Har Sinai 3,300 years ago. Aseres Hadibris, other mitzvahs. But karbonos, no. It's divrei hevel. He doesn't believe in it. Loitziva hamakim, elo Moshe believe the Freak the Ritva. This coin isn't just an ena moida b'avoida. He's a koifer be'ikr. And a koifer be'ikr had a very special place in halacha once upon a time. If you learned sugyas, I mean, we learned them together, Masechtas Avodah Zarah, where the koifrim, the minim and the apikarsim, you have halachas of ma'ilim, v'lo me'ridin, it's not so simple with what the implications of a koyin that's a koifer be'ikr go way beyond, they transcend merely the fact that he doesn't get the sheik hayom. There's a lot more than that. You can kill him, potentially. Right? An apikairis, once upon a time, incidentally, the Chazanish speaks that in the beginning of Yerideya, very famously, that why these halachas not noig bezmanazes, so why, you see, an apikairis, aren't you lados? So the Chazanish says, because the whole idea of dealing with an apikairis was to be mekadesh shem shamayim. He says, once upon a time, it was so clear to the world that there was a bairi yoylam who created the world, and the words bereishis bar lakim es shamayim v'sa'aretz was something that everybody understood and accepted, every civilized person got and understood was true. And if somebody didn't denied that, he was a person that everybody realized needed to be dealt with. And if you dealt with him, you would be mekadesh shem shamayim. But says the Chazon Ish, that imagine somebody would do that today. You would go ahead and someone who doesn't believe what you believe in, you'd kill him. And think about the chil Hashem that would come from this. He says it would be so counterproductive. The whole idea of dealing with the apikuris and the min is to be mekadesh shem shamayim. He says, unfortunately, the world is devolved, and the way we it wouldn't be a kiddush Hashem, it'd be the greatest chil Hashem in the world. And current affairs, toichiyach. So as a result, being that it would be the greatest chil Hashem, let's push it, it doesn't work. But the bottom line is, he just doesn't get the sheik hayamim. That's it. He doesn't get. He's a kaifer be'ikr. It's much more serious than. Chasam Sofer in his Chidush Echsam Sofer, and that Gemara, Masech Teschul, and that Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, Kuf Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, brings Rashi, and he brings the Ritva, and says the Chsam Sofer, I think, maybe you could say a different shot. And if this is something that if the Chsam Sofer didn't say, I don't think we'd be able to say. But listen to what the Chsam Sofer says. He says, we know that there's a Shitas HaRambam in the Meir Nevuchim, where the Rambam says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavos with the mitzvah of karbonis was because when the Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they were oiv de avodah zarah. Halal oiv de avodah zarah, v'halal oiv de avodah zarah. Everybody knows that from the Divrei Torah, from the Seder night. But the truth is, it's psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. Take a look at Yecheskel Perek Chav. The Yidden, when they were in Mitzrayim, were oiv de avodah zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to remove them from the avodah zarah that they had been steeped in when they were in Mitzrayim. So what Hashem did was, he said that I'm going to give you a Sefer Vayikra that's going to involve karbonos, it's going to involve kachim, and the tachlis of those karbonos is going to be mitzi the person, it's going to remove the person so that you should distance yourself from the Avodah Zarah that you was shakua in, and now you're going to go ahead, and instead you're going to start, that's the way you're going to remove yourself. But says the Rambam in the Meir, you think Hashem really needed Hashem really didn't need it. And he said, that's why you find so many psukim in Nach, where Hashem says, Lomali Reibs of Chechen, because that's not the punchline. There's no real Hana that Hashem has from a carbon. Really, the whole purpose of Karbonis was to take the Yidin, who was Shakua, they were steeped in Avodah Zarah, and to remove them from Avodah Zarah. There was a need for Kachem, and that's why there's Kachem. But in theory, if there was no need for it, we wouldn't have it. Because the whole purpose of it was to be Moitzi, the Tipshim at the time, who believed in Avodah Zarah. That was the whole Tachlis. That's where it began, and that's where it ended. As always, like the Rambam. If you take a look at the Rambam, incidentally, if you want to see it inside, it's in the Meir Nevuchim, Chelik Shlishi, Perek Memvav. And it's in Arichos. So this part of the Rambam, everybody knows. It's quoted over and over and over again. But if you go through the Rambam, the way the Rambam went through it in detail, he says, that's why you'll find all the details in Kachin, it's all related to this idea. So for example, a carbon had to be brought either from a sheep or a goat or from cattle. Why sheep? Because sheep was the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim worshipped the sheep. They would never take a sheep and give it as a carbon. To the contrary, that's what they worship. That's why the whole carbon Pesach is Mishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah Kulechem Soishal Mitzvah. So we go Mamash Faker. The goat, it's also a passing in the Torah. They used to worship the Seirim. Rashi says the Seir was considered to be the living embodiment of the Sheit, whatever it was. But the bottom line is the people that worship demons, they used to worship sheep. I'm sorry, they used to worship goats. So the Seir, which is a goat, they used to worship as well. Thus, what do? Faket. We don't worship the goat. We take the goat, which is their Avodah Zarah, and we bring that as a carbon. He says cattle they used to worship as well. He says today, B'medina is Hoidu, which I believe is India, they still do that. They still worship cows. So says the Rambam in the Meira, says, you want to know why it's sheep? And it's goats and it's cows? Because we're going punk fakert from what they used to do, because that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to be mitzi them. He says that, by the way, the Rambam says, you want to know what kind of animals the Oivdei Avodah Zarah Mitzrayim used to bring? He says, I quote, V'loikim ma'asei Oivdei Avodah Zarah shayu makrivim arroyos, lions, udoivim, beers, yantav and davachin. That's what they used to bring. But regardless, we do just the opposite. Imagine bringing a beer as a carbon, right? You're right. It's the antithesis of what Zvachim and Menachas is. That's its whole point. It's supposed to be the antithesis. Then the Rambam says that's why you're not let the dam goes on the Mizbech. He says, because they used to drink the dam. Just the opposite. They would drink it. They dafka didn't put the dam. They would drink the dam. So what do? Pum fakert. Vechrati panah b'nefeshu. And that's what the Rambam speaks out, what we mentioned earlier. He says, that's why you find the shyness that you find by Avodah Zarah. Because really, the Issa dam is related to Avodah Zarah. That's what it's all about. We take the dam, we put it on the Mizbeach, we don't drink the dam. Pum fakert. We're coming full circle. For what the Oivdei Avodah Zarah used to do, and if you do it the way the Oivdei Avodah Zarah did, you're missing the whole boat. It's Mamash Avodah Zarah 101, and as a result, that's why you find the shyness that you find by Avodah Zarah. He says the Oivdei Avodah Zarah used to bring Menachas as well. But you know, the Yer Mincha had a few very interesting characteristic traits. Number one, it was always had to be chametz. Number two, there was always honey. Number three, there was never salt. What is our mincha, says the Rambam? Rambam says he researched this. He's quoting Svarim, where he's read this. Says the Rambam, what do we do? It's just the opposite. We, v'kichol sa'ar, v'chol davash, lo yisakrivo. Al kol korban chotakriv melech. He says it's all to go fakir. And the Rambam takes this theme, and he runs with it. It's Dvarim Neflam. It's in the Rambam of the Meir Nevuchim. Chelik shushri parik v'mfav. Ki yadua, the Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, brings the Rambam, and he refers to it as Divrei Havoy. I don't have it in front of me, so I don't want to guess the Lashonis, but he says
speaks very, very sharp. And the punchline of the Ramban is that the Ramban is taking the Shulchan Hashem and he's making it Megul. He's making it disgusting. That this is what it's all about. Because there were silly people, there were fools that used to worship Avodah Zarah. And to be Moitziv, that's the whole Kachin Chalila. And then the Ramban says, and the punchline is, the Torah says Reich Nichayach. So if the Torah says Reich Nichayach, so it's Reich Nichayach. If it's Reich Nichayach, what is it? What's the Reich Nichayach? I thought Hashem doesn't have anything from it. I thought it was all because there was a need for it. So we're addressing the need, that this is what we're doing. Is it a Reich Nichayach, or is it just here simply to address it? Says the Chassam Sofer, that I saw in the Marit, Besifroi Tzofnas Paneach. So this is not the Rogachov Goyin, Tzofnas Paneach. The Marit in the Sefer Tzofnas Paneach, Roach Peres by Yikra. He brings a raya from the Rambam and then the Hilchas Me'ilah. We don't have time to go through this now. But if you take a look at the Rambam Hilchas Me'ilah, it's mashma from that Rambam that the Rambam Avada believed there was something to Karbonis. In fact, the Rambam calls it from the Chukei HaTorah, that you're not allowed to be Mazalzalin. So clearly he must have believed there was something to it, even though we don't fully understand it. But the Rambam acknowledged there was something to it. Either Rambam and the Moira. So he says a pshat, how to reconcile it. Here's the punchline. The Gemara that says that Kol Koyin She'enay Moide Bekohuna Ain Loi Chelik Bekohuna. What does it mean? Rashi said it means he's a Koyfer Beker. Fakter Itva, he can't be a Koyfer Beker. Because if he was a Koyfer Beker, then the ramifications go way beyond simply the fact that he doesn't get a Chelik Bekohuna. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know what it means? It means, I'll read it to you inside. Rak Choshev Shehu Lahoitzi Mileva Tipshin. Any person that thinks that Pshat and Kachim was Lahoitzi Midei Tipshin. For Oysa Shulchan Hashem Megul. That's the Ramban's Lashon that he uses Kineged the Rambam. Oysa Koyin is the Ein Noi Moide Bavoida, the Ein Noi Chelik Bekohuna. Kach Nir Lanias Daiti. Meaning, if somebody thinks that the Rambam and the Moirim is meant to be taken literally, he's that Koyin, Shein Noi Moide Bavoida, the Ein Noi Chelik Bekohuna. Half of a fella. Either way, should we end on that note? Should we speak out one more Ha'ara? What do you think? 55 minutes and 42 seconds. Let's see if we can make it under an hour. So I'll speak out one more Ha'ara. And that is, so one of the themes in the daf this week was Masnisin. Huh? Masnisin, the Laker of Shimon. Right? Masnisin. Oh, we'll pick it up next week already.